KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy. Winds are out of the north, northwest at 20, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We have 39 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for mostly cloudy skies today with a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in locating a male teenager who's been missing since Monday. Authorities say 17-year-old River Jordan Studi from Hamburg was last seen leaving his residence at 906 Lake Street on Monday. River is believed to be a harm to himself and or others who try to return him back to his home. He's described as having brown hair and blue eyes, stands about 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighs 120 pounds. He was last seen wearing a gray baseball cap and carrying a black backpack. There is a picture of the teen under our news page and our Facebook page at KJAN.com. And if you have any information regarding his location, you can call the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424 or 800-432-9240. Authorities say that he may try to jump a train and take it to the next town or area towns. Atlantic Third Ward Councilperson Ashley Hayes said Tuesday that she's accepted a position as the programs director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. In the announcement she made on her Facebook page, Hayes said that she's very excited for this opportunity and to serve the Atlantic community in this way. The program director's position was previously held by Bailey Smith, who was hired earlier this month as the executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, following the departure in February of former director Wita Hargens. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet in a work session this evening at the High School Media Center beginning at 5:30. On their agenda is approval of a recommendation from the administrative team for the hiring of a person to assume the newly created position of Director of Finance, which replaces the title of Business Manager. That individual will succeed current Business Manager Mary Beth Fast, who has previously announced her resignation effective at the end of the current school year. Fast has accepted a Director of Finance position with the Urbandale School District. The Atlantic School Board will also act on any resignations to come before them and discuss 2016-17 achievement with the district's building principals. The meeting will conclude with a closed session to deal with a student disciplinary matter. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports they'll be releasing trumpeter swans at four locations in southern Iowa next month as part of their statewide trumpeter swan restoration effort. The swans will be released on May 11th at Viking Lake State Park near the Restaurant Beach area at around 1:30 p.m. and on May the 12th at Lake Icaria's Recreation Area on the north side of the lake at the East Boat Ramp at 9:30 a.m. Also on May the 12th at 1:30 p.m. at the Lake Anita State Park. Each location will receive two swans, except for Lake Icaria, which will receive four. Directions to each release site are available on the calendar of events listing on the Iowa DNR's website, the link to which is under this same story on the news page. Filmmaker Steve Harriman plans to collect video footage and conduct interviews at Viking Lake State Park, Lake Icaria, and Lake Anita State Park, and at a restored wetland with nesting swans for his upcoming documentary entitled Return of the Trumpeter Swans. Harriman is working in conjunction with the Trumpeter Swan Society. Each Trumpeter Swan release will feature a number of the birds and an opportunity for attendees to see, touch, and get photos with the largest waterfowl in North America. The all-white birds can weigh up to 32 pounds and have a wingspan reaching up to 8 feet. Trumpeter swans were once common in Iowa, but they were gone by the state in the late 1880s, and by the early 1930s, only 69 trumpeter swans had remained in the entire lower 48 states. In the funeral announcements, Kenneth Struble, age 92, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial service for Kenneth Struble will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Judy Scheffler, age 67, of Hancock, died Friday in Des Moines. Services for Judy Scheffler will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Dennis Houston, age 62, of Atlantic and formerly of Des Moines, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life services for Dennis Houston will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Bowen, age 100, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Mary Bowen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Lappy Sr., age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Kenneth Lappy Sr. will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Luella Mankey, age 96, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Luella Mankey will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Frederick Rector, age 57, who's originally from Panora, died February 23rd in Fort Dodge. Memorial services for Frederick Rector will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Brad Yarger, age 65, of Centerton, Arkansas, died Friday in Springfield, Missouri. Funeral services for Brad Yarger will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lucille Bentley, age 98, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Lucille Bentley will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Leon Lundy, age 78, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life service for Leon Lundy will be held 11 a.m. Saturday at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Alice Bixler, age 94, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died February 7th. Graveside services for Alice Bixler will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Carl Cemetery in Carl. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning has the arrangements. Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died April 9th at his home. A celebration of life potluck for Brian Rutherford will be at noon on Sunday at the Sunnyside Park Camblin Edition in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Ruth Tibben, age 93, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Services for Ruth Tibben are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.